students. Who doesn't love weekends? Full of selfies, snaps, chats, and whatever else you get up to. So fuel your passion for the weekend with a little help from Vodafone X. Switch today and get unlimited weekends and 20 gigs of 4G data for just €20 top-up. Plus 100 minutes of calls and unlimited texts. Now that's more fuel for more fun. Search Vodafone X now. For full terms, conditions and limitations, including our fair usage policy, see Vodafone.ie.
You got the touch. I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, episode 31, recorded Monday, September 28th, 2009. Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 31. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
DFU and Mike, hello.
Hello.
I know this is All Things Transformers, and it's going to be kind of like an All Things Transformers slash headshot, but, I feel like I've been out all night drinking, which I have not, but I feel that way.
That's such a crazy concept.
Yeah, well, it feels like a Mack truck hit me right in the forehead. So, this is All Things Transformers, episode 31. Just from my own standpoint, you know, I'm sure you can win as well. The reason why there hasn't been any ATTFs, number one, I've been so focused on the other shows that we do. And getting those out, I mean, hell, I'm putting 3 Tooncasts out this week because we never really got to September's episodes, and I need to put them out before October hit because I want to keep the schedule where we can still do the holiday shows and crap like that. So, yeah, 15, 16, and 17 of Tooncast will be out this week. But that's outside of that for me, and the fact that there basically is no news worth us reporting on, that's why there hasn't been any ATTF in over a month.
Pretty much, that's why we haven't had any.
Yeah, we haven't gotten, like, David Kay's home phone number or anything like that, so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we had that, we would have an interview up here as soon as we could.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much why there hasn't been any ATTF. Actually, we did, now that I have this whole Skype thing as my actual phone, we did get a voicemail asking when there was going to be another one. I'm not going to be playing it, just because, it's just basically asking us why we haven't done an episode in a month. Just to let everybody know, me advertising my... Technically, it is my phone number, but me advertising it as a voicemail line, because it is through Skype, and I can rip the audio out to place into the show for voicemails. The whole point is maybe the listeners or the fans of our shows can call in and say, hey, you know, how about the... You know, try to... Not really give us discussion topics, but yeah, kind of. I know you had said a few months ago that you kind of think of ATTF as more of a discussion type of show than a news-based show. I mean, the TFW has the What the Fuck at TFW podcast has the market cornered on news, I think. And plus, you know, Cybertron.com, Cybertron.ca, even with TF Wire ending at 200 you know, which is fine. You know, I understand, you know, those people want to go do other stuff, and that's more than fine. I mean, the TFWire has been going on for 4 years now, which is great, you know. But even with them leaving and not giving us news every week, it's not going to put a dent in the fact that there's major toy news or major release news or even, you know, knockoff reports seen. So, I mean, the TFW podcast is pretty much going to be people's main source for news.
Considering that TFWire.com is winding down and episode 200 will be their final episode.
Yep. Yeah, that's just what I just said a second ago. But anyway.
I know.
So if people want to call in and leave us discussion ideas or topic ideas for All Things Transformers to become more topical, that'd be more than welcome. Also, if you want to leave a voicemail about any of the other shows that we do, please do. Normally we would play voicemails, but like I said, the one that the guy left, he didn't even leave his name, like his first name. He didn't, he basically just asked why there wasn't an episode of the show in over a month, and we've just said why that is. So, yes.
So, yeah, there's not really much TF news other than a shitload of toy news. Nope. Other than you can currently, right now at retail, go pick up Shout Factory's Generation 1 Season 1. You can go pick out Generation 1 Season 2 Volume 1, which just released over a week and a half ago. And currently, Shout Factory, or TV show on DVD, has revealed the cover art and disc details for the upcoming DVD box set of Transformers Season 2 Volume 2.
Yes.
But no release date's been set.
Shout Factory did a great thing by breaking the mold on TV. I know I've told you this before. I think we talked about it in our Geekcast Radio TV episode. Generally, how TV shows on DVD, how they're released is they're released by season, and then if there's a demand for it, they will, whoever the distributors and creators are of the show, or the distributors of the TV, will say, okay, well, there's demand for this. Let's create a complete series box set. Shout Factory didn't go. They basically went against type. They created the Matrix of Leadership Collector's Edition set first with all the bonus features that they wanted to put into that set, and then they went back and did the season sets. So basically, even if you're the type of person like Steve who frankly can't afford the damn big set, neither can I. I wish I had it. I know.
Oh yeah.
I know we both wish we had it. But if you're like Steve, who wants to go out and get the DVDs now, you still can do that with the season, and season volume sets, and it's still great to have them. So plus the special features that are in the big set are on these. They're not. See, originally I thought they were separate stuff. But it's not. It's basically, I think, the exact same bonus features, because my co-host over on Tooncast, Kevin Boss K-Dog, said that they're the same special features. Why would they film or do two different sets of special features for two different releases? So basically what they're doing is they're breaking up the special features from the Matrix set to be put on the individual DVD season sets. Me, myself, I hopefully will get, enough money at some point between now and the end of the year to where I can buy a Matrix set. I really don't want to buy any more of the season sets. I don't want it in season form. I want the Matrix, damn it.
Well, speaking of the Matrix, the box set is due in stores October 20th.
Yes, the only...
Or...
No, October... Yeah.
It's October 20th.
Yeah. The only issue I have with that is that stores and places like Amazon are going to charge an arm and a fucking leg for the set itself plus shipping. If you go over to TransformersCollectorSet.com, you can get it for $148.40. That includes free shipping to the U.S., I believe. I haven't been over there in a while, so hopefully they haven't sold out over there. But I looked at it on Amazon at the pre-order release. It's like $169.95. So it's basically $30 more expensive to get it from Amazon than it is to get it from directly from Shout Factory. And it's like, I don't know, 2-3 day free shipping or something. I don't know. I haven't been over to the website in a while, so my memory's kind of fuzzy on that, but I am ordering it through them. I am not getting it at retail at all.
Yeah, I'm at their website right now, and they still sell it for $140, includes free shipping and handling for standard shipping within the U.S.
Right. And Kevin said he got his set amazingly fast. Even though it is standard, you know, free standard shipping, he said he ordered it, I don't know, 1 week, and then like a week and a half later, it was there at his house. So, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. These places like Amazon and places like that have the option for expedited shipping or next day shipping or, you know, overnight shipping, the shipping costs alone are the price of a DVD set. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's just friggin' ridiculous. So I mean, it is good that it is coming to retail for those that don't like ordering online, whatever, that's good. The downside, people, is you're going to be paying $30 more for the set than you would if you bought it through TransformersCollectorSet.com.
Yep.
So if you know, for those of you who, you know, try to get it cheaper, you're not going to be able to.
Well, unless you bought them all separate by season.
Well, yeah, but I mean the box set, you're not going to be able to get the box set cheaper by going on Amazon or something like that, unless, you know, you buy it used. And no, sorry. If you're a Transformers...
No, that won't happen.
Yeah, if you're a Transformers fan, you won't buy this set used. So, yes, what else is... well, we are... What is today? The 28th?
Yes,
yeah, 20th.
Monday the 28th.
We are, I believe, as of the 20th, we were 30 days away from the Revenge of the Fallen DVD drop. So now it's like, I don't know, 25 days or something or other, so, because that drops on October 20th as well. So that'll be cool. I honestly don't know if I will pick it up right away. Just, again, because of money issues, I may wait until November to pick it up. I just got, like, freaking four freaking birthdays in November to deal with. I've already got one done. I've got Kevin's birthday stuff done, so I gotta mail that to him at the end of October or beginning of November, whatever. And then two of my other friends have birthdays. Actually, the same birthday as my mom. One of them does. Actually, Kevin and my other friend Jenny, they have the exact same birthday as my mom, which is the 23rd of November. And then Decepticon Crescendo, her birthday is the 24th of November.
So, nice timing.
And my, well, not that I'm probably going to be getting her a present, but my ex-girlfriend's birthday is the 12th of November. So I just remember that off the top of my head. Anyway, okay, what else you got for news? Anything interesting outside of the Revenge of the Fallen DVD stuff? Oh, I guess we could mention the fact that you can get a signed copy thing, story, but the Michael Bay thing on the second page of TFW. If you want Michael Bay to sign your DVD, you can have him do that. But copies will ship out the release date of October 20th, and it'll take 2 to 3 weeks to get to you. I'm sorry. waiting 2 to 3 weeks more for Michael Bay to rape my childhood even more. Yeah, no. I'll just go to Target or Walmart. I don't need a signed copy by Michael fucking Bay.
No, I don't really care to have one either, just because it's kind of a waste of time to me. I really don't care about having his signature. It's cool that he and Tyrese Gibson are doing it.
Yeah.
But to me, they just have nothing to do with Transformers. If they would have got Peter Cullen, Frank Welker, and some other people that were actually in the movie doing voices written on there, mostly the big guys on there, I would have been more apt to pay the extra and wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
But not for those guys' signatures.
Yeah, no.
Especially Michael Bay, because, I mean, yeah, the director helped make the movie along, but in the long run of the thing, he doesn't actually matter that much.
Not in Transformers world. Oh, boy. So are we done with the ATTF portion of this record, I guess?
Well, about the only other TF, kind of TF news, is a Transformers skit on Saturday Night Live hosted by Megan Fox. It was like after the weekend update in the digital short skit, they had Megan Fox bring a date home, which was Andy Samberg from The Lonely Island, which I'm sure if you've listened to some of our other podcasts, you've heard some of the kind of ghetto rant rap song that I played at the end of one. Don't remember which one. But anyways, yeah, they're basically having two guys dressed up as Optimus and Bumblebee with the electronic heads and use some of the sound effects from the movie and theme song and all that other crap. But yeah, I can't see that being very good. I didn't watch it, but...
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched Saturday Night Live since before What's-Her-Nuts, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey left.
I haven't watched it since most of the main cast left after 2002.
Yeah. And even before then, I didn't really... Even before 2002, I think the last time I had watched it was when Chevy Chase and all the really good 80s actors were on there. Chevy Chase, who else? Kevin Nealon was doing Weekend Update. Just all those, basically the entire 80s cast. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I think that covers it for the ATTF news.
Yes. My sleep pattern is all fucked up. It's always been fucked up, but now it's, like, even worse. Oh, Christ. I finally went to bed at 1 o'clock. I set 2 alarms to wake me up before 5 o'clock, and I woke up at 5:38, which, I mean, we're still recording this, which is more than fine. We've only been doing this for 16 minutes. That's fine, whatever. But ever since it started getting darker earlier and it stayed dark until about 7, 8 o'clock, daylight savings time, or non-daylight savings time, hasn't even started yet. I think it starts, the last week of this month? I'm thinking it's October already. I think it starts like the last week in October or second to last week in October where we set the clocks back.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. It's so... Daylight savings time is so fucked up now. Last year, I think... going into it, I think we set the clocks back in like November. And then by the time May hits, we set them ahead again. Or something like that. I don't really know. I don't really remember. But, I mean, Christ, it's pitch black right now outside at 6:27 in the morning. Now, 3 weeks ago, it would just be starting to get light again. And of course, me with my, room darkening black leather curtains in my bedroom doesn't really help the fact that distinguish between night and day. But, I mean, you know, I still have some, I don't have the curtains, I have them kind of cracked so I can see some daylight or whatever, but I don't know, it just, it seems really, really weird that now I'm going to bed between 11:30 and 1:30 at night and waking up anywhere from 5 to a.m. and it's still being dark.
Yeah.
Whereas 2.5 months ago, I wouldn't go to bed till probably this, right after this recording. I'd have been up all night.
That'd be true.
Yes, yes. So what do you have to rant about? Anything?
Not really. Not at the moment. other than the fact that my MP3 player that I just got couldn't understand why the fuck it wasn't charging. I've had it plugged in numerous hours. Can't even count. Yeah, it's charged now. I just didn't know what the fuck was wrong with it, and I plugged it into a certain USB port to kick me offline, so I moved it to a different one, and now it doesn't do anything like that, but I have to have the computer on to charge it, whereas my old one, I could leave the computer off, and the power that was still going through the power supply while it was off was charging my MP3 player.
No.
But this new one, the capabilities on it are that it has a color screen, it's a little bit bigger, it's actually thinner, but it's got a, I can play video, audio, it holds 4 gigabytes, so I can hold a lot more shit to listen to and watch. So I have actually the entire G.I. Joe Resolute cartoon on there, as well as the
Star Trek
movie. No comment. Yeah, so that's pretty much all that's on there for the moment. But yeah, it should work fine, I'm hoping, but it just sucks I gotta leave my computer on for 3 hours every time I want to charge it.
Why didn't it come with a wall outlet?
Because none of the ones that come out anymore really do that. Like, well, certain ones don't anymore. Like, you either gotta put batteries in the fuckers, which I didn't want a battery one, because I'll burn through those, like, within a day or two of just listening to them.
Well, I mean, iPods come with a very small plug, but you can take the USB cable that comes with it and plug it into the one side of the plug, plug it in the wall, and then you still have your other plug to go into the iPod. I mean, I know you can't obviously afford an iPod at this point in time, but I don't understand why other ones wouldn't do that exact same thing to give you two choices between either plugging it into your computer or plugging it into the wall. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I have no idea why. I don't know. I just wanted one that had long battery hours on it, which is why I got the same brand as what I had before, because they last literally like almost 16 hours.
Yeah.
Of if I listen to it nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously I don't, but...
There was something else I was going to talk about. What the hell was it, Matt? I don't even remember anymore. Shit, there was something I was going to ask you. I don't know. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Nah, I guess not.
Alright.
Kind of a short ATTF, but like we said, not a lot of news. And if you want to hear anyone, give us like discussion topics. And also, we're still trying to see if we can line up certain interviews from certain voice actors. Not going to mention any names in case it doesn't happen. But
Gary Chalk.
Are you currently talking to him?
No. I wish. But no.
He's my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, he's mine too, but I don't even know if it's... Some of those... Alright, we need to just go into this before we stop, because some of them people on Facebook that say that they're celebrities, I seriously doubt that some of them are. I became friends with Tara Strong, and I've seen and liked and commented on some of her updates, and I know it's probably her because she's talking about her husband and she's talking about her kids. So that's real. The Gary Chalk thing, I don't know if that's really him or not. Who else? Who else do I think is fake on there?
Well, I know that Neil Kaplan is real. I know that David Kay is real.
Okay, I'm not saying that they aren't. I'm just saying some of them, like, what was it? I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
Greg Berger's real.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I don't know. It's just sometimes I don't think they are. I mean, not those people that you just mentioned, but sometimes I think, you know. Oh, I know what it was now. You know how you can do the, you know, become a fan because all these fan pages now.
Yeah.
I thought I was looking for David Hayter on Facebook. I was looking for Solid Snake. I figured, okay, well maybe he's got a Facebook. I find a fan page for him. But it's not actually him. It's people that are fans of him that have created this page, and they posted a profile picture of him, and it, in big, bold letters it says David Hayter, and then in little teeny letters right next to it, a fans page. You know, whereas, like, if you fan, say, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, you know, if you fan anything else type of thing on there, it's either the people that had something to do with it, or it's the person that did a voice for it, or, you know, if it's, you know, Christ, if it's Skittles. I'm sure it's somebody that has something to do with the manufacturing of Skittles or something. Around, you know what I mean? Just some people that just decide to go and start this shit because they basically want to stalk these fucking celebrities pisses me off.
Yeah, I found out, like, because I added the guy that did the voice for Cheetor. Mm-hmm. I added him to Facebook, and I got a message saying that it's not him, that the particular one that I'd added, it was more so for friends and family, and they, you know, denied that and said go to the fan page or whatever. So it was actually somebody else running his account for him to kind of filter through of people that he actually knows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... Yeah, so, I mean, that's another instance where it's not actually the same person.
And, I mean, you know, I, since we're talking about this, I have to put this out there. You know, I will fully admit, I don't think this counts me as a troll or being trollish, but I fully admit the reason why I've added these people on Facebook, like Rick Berger, like Tara Strong, is eventually I would like to get an interview with them. I will fully admit that. Am I on their wall commenting on stuff every single day? No. Am I sending them Facebook messages every single day requesting interviews? Hell no, because then they would just get pissed off and just say, no, we're not giving you nothing.
And then remove you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, on the one hand, I am on there as far as the celebrity type of thing to try to get interviews, but I, you know, unless something comes up with something that they've done, like if we do a full, like if we ever did a full-on coverage of the entire animated series at some point, I would, you know, maybe shoot Tara Strong a Facebook message saying, hey, is it okay, you know, can we interview you for our podcast? But, you know, I'm not on there, you know, just, you know.
To bother them.
Yeah, I'm not on there to bother them at all, so.
I know some fans would probably do that, considering if they had their access information.
Yes.
Like myself, I think I've only commented on like David Kay's a couple times, and it's mostly if I actually find something to comment on, because I'm not just going to go on there and post just random shit just to irritate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like today, I noticed that he had a, you know, some stuff from like his Beast Wars days, doing the voice of Megatron, and so I, course, being a Megatron fan, have to put my two cents in. You know, just about how I love the voice and everything else. And he's also got the clip on there, like, cause he's got various YouTube clips from other people that have some of his characters that he's well known for. He's got the Megatron yes versus no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that clip just because it sounds kind of wrong at certain points, but it's funny, and it shows how many times Megatron says yes and no throughout the entire series of Beast Wars.
Yeah.
So I think it's like 160-some times for yes, and for no it's like 50-some. So, yeah, it's a pretty funny clip. But, yeah, I don't post on them just to post on them. I post if I find something to actually comment on.
Yeah. And, you know, you can like stuff all the time over there. I mean, you know, you don't have to leave a comment on every single post.
No, you can like whatever they posted and just leave it at that.
Yeah, and just leave it at that and not really say anything unless you have something to say. what else? The voicemail line is 502-526-5821. So please give us a call, leave us a message. I would prefer that people leave, you know, their name, or if they want to leave a Twitter screen name, or if they want to leave some other kind of screen name or nickname or whatever, that's fine. If you don't want to give us your real name, that's fine. Again, make sure you say which show that you are leaving the message for. Hopefully some of our other show fans will call in for some of the other shows, not just ATTF. So,
yes, and please be sure to leave iTunes feedback for every show.
Yes, we need iTunes feedback. We crave 5-star feedback, damn it.
Plus, we do have, and I've corrected this since the last ATTF, or at least the one before that, the GCR website, or geekcastradio.com, you can post comments on episodes. If you actually manually type them in there and write in your name and all that other crap, it's going to go through a spam filter. So, I mean, I'll still be able to read it and check it, but most likely it won't make it through. So go through the Facebook connected, have a Facebook account. And you can log in directly to the site and make comments on any episode that happens to be posted, which should be all except for, I think, before 20, it's like 24 of ATTF on geekcastradio.com. You can't comment on because I haven't added them yet. Yes, I've been slacking, but I at least got TFG1 up there.
Yeah.
Important
thing.
Yeah. Well, this is just a news show. It doesn't really matter about the older episodes on commenting. So, I do want to transform this from a... Yes, and see, I use transform. Change this from a news show to more of a discussion-based show. So, if you have any discussion topics, send them to either the voicemail line using the information Mike said, or send them to podcast@predaconempire.com or steve@geekcastradio.com. And be sure to show it's for and what your ideas are or questions/comments, and we'll read them on the air.
Yes. Oh, boy. So I think that's going to do it for ATTF.
Yep. This small update is now drawn to a close.
Bye.